as soon as you hear the bell ring. You may take this as an invitation to let your awareness settle into and permeate the field of your body. As you set your body at ease, in stillness and in vigilance, thereby settling it in its natural state. And settle your respiration in its natural rhythm, allowing the in and outflow of the breath to occur as naturally, as effortlessly as possible. Releasing all control. Set your mind at ease for this short session, releasing your concerns, your hopes and fears about the future and the past, settling your awareness in stillness in the present moment. And for a little while, mindfully and clearly attend to the sensations of the breath, of the respiration, wherever they most distinctly manifest, throughout the body. This way, settle your mind, relaxed, still, and clear. Now let's move into a more active, more dynamic mode of awareness. Again, drawing on our imagination, intelligence, and memory. And I invite you to adopt the question, set out on a quest, so to speak. And the question is, what is your vision of your own flourishing? What would make you truly happy, fulfilled, and view your life with a sense of meaning and satisfaction? What is your heart's desire? Take into consideration your more mundane or hedonic needs. But also expand your vision, extend your imagination. By bringing to mind what would bring you a true sense of meaning and satisfaction from within. And with each out-breath, as you continue to let your respiration flow effortlessly, without constraint, with each out-breath arouse the yearning, the aspiration, may I be truly well and happy. May I realize my heart's desire. And with each out-breath, let your imagination play. Imagine moving from the realm of actuality, what is already real, into the realm of possibility, the realm of what may become real. And imagine breath by breath, realizing here and now the fulfillment of your heart's desire. In order to realize the happiness and fulfillment that we seek, clearly we cannot do this entirely on our own. We must rely upon those around us, upon our natural environment. So I invite you to raise a second question. What would you love to receive from the world around you, from those who are near and far, from the natural environment? What would you love to receive from the world around you to enable you to realize the happiness and well-being that you seek? And with each in-breath, arouse this aspiration of loving kindness for yourself. The wish, may I receive all that I truly need from the world around in order to realize the fulfillment that is my heart's desire. Once again, letting your imagination play with each in-breath . Imagine all that you truly need flowing in from all sides. Imagine reality rising up to meet you. And providing all that you need from outside. To realize genuine happiness. Clearly, in order to realize such well-being, it's not enough, it will never be enough, simply to receive the aid, the blessings of others. There must be inner transformation, a spiritual evolution, if you like. So now, in the same spirit of loving kindness, wishing yourself well, raise a third question. In order to realize such well-being, from what qualities would you love to be free? Those qualities that impede your well-being, that create distress. And from what qualities, or with what qualities would you love to be imbued, to be richly endowed? Those qualities that aid you in your pursuit of happiness. How would you love to transform, evolve, grow as a human being? And with each out-breath, once again moving into the realm of possibility, as if you were breathing life into this vision. With each out-breath, arouse the yearning. May I so transform. So mature in spiritual practice. That I may find the fulfillment that I seek. With each out-breath, imagine transforming as you would love to transform, becoming the person you would love to become. Now I invite you to direct your attention to a fourth and final question. And that is, in order to imbue your life with the greatest possible meaning, the greatest sense of fulfillment and satisfaction, what would you love to offer to the world around you, to those who are near and far, over the short term and the long term, to the natural environment itself? What would you love to offer to the world such that when you come to the end of this life and you look back, you'll do so with a sense of satisfaction, of contentment, knowing this life was well led? And you're bringing it to a happy close. What would you love to offer to the world? And with each out-breath arouse this loving aspiration. May it be so. May I offer my very best to the world around. And with each out-breath, letting your imagination play, Imagine here and now. Offering your very best. And then for just a short time, release all appearances, all objects of the mind, and release all aspirations. And let your awareness simply come to rest in the present moment, resting in the awareness of your own awareness.